it's really sad when you have to decide, are you going to pay the heat bill or are you going to feed your kids?
That's Jen, a single mother of four. And because of the Durango Food Bank, she's not having to make that difficult choice today. Sarah Smith is the executive director of the food bank. She says she's seen an unprecedented amount of new clients experiencing food insecurities, and 2020 has brought them their busiest year yet.
Families that are just struggling because they're not just making limited wages, they're making no wages. So the need has just increased 3 times what it normally is. And we've been in a situation where we've had to really pivot a lot to keep up with that demand. And we're just not exactly sure when that's going to level off. I think the long-term effects on families because of this pandemic are going to be considerable and probably extend beyond vaccinations and things of that nature.
Some of the pivoting that the food bank has done includes curbside pickups, home deliveries, and figuring out how to receive donations safely. Normally around the holidays, they'd have volunteers at local grocery stores handing out lists of items they need. Because of COVID-19 safety precautions, in-person food drives have dwindled. This year, the food bank is hosting their 3rd annual Dump Hunger Food Drive with C&J Gravel and Ska Brewing. The drive starts tomorrow and runs through Saturday at Ska Brewing headquarters. While Smith says they're hoping to fill the dump truck with food, what they really need is financial contributions.
We're always encouraging monetary donations, especially now as we try to bring purchases on a larger scale to meet the need. So we're purchasing semi-truck full of food several times throughout the year in order to keep up with the increased demand. And in order to do that, we do need a larger amount of funds in our budget next year for food purchasing specifically. I know that can be hard. A lot of people want to give something tangible and giving a dollar feels really disconnected. We're kind of leading into this other event where we can do a match of these funds that are coming up. With C&J Gravel matching the dollar, that's a double impact incentive. And then from there, we can actually purchase direct from distributors, which will allow us to extend the dollars beyond what we're able to do if we were to purchase here locally.
Smith says the Durango Food Bank serves hundreds of people throughout La Plata County every week. She's hoping that the food drive will provide a contactless way to get out large amounts of food in a short amount of time with fewer volunteers. For Jen, who uses the food bank once a month, it provides her a peace of mind and not to worry about how she can feed her children, especially during the holiday season.
I think I would be struggling more than I am now. I'd be worrying about if they weren't there, I wouldn't know where to go to feed my children. The food bank, I mean, they give us enough food and, you know, other things to get by for a little while. And they don't question. My biggest thing is I have a hard time asking for help. And then I feel bad about it, you know, because I feel like I should be able to provide for my family by myself without any help. But they don't ask questions. They give you enough to get by.
Reporting for KSUT News, I'm Sarah Flower.